Don't look under the internet.
I got an emergency.
Can we do this whole episode with two of us, like very, very just quietly singing that song by Family Force 5?
Seems I'm head over heels. I can't stop loving.
Do you think copyright will pick that up, or do you think like the words will space it out?
We need a 3.5 minute episode where it's like it starts off very quiet and just crescendos into the song that we're singing.
Mike, we're doing that.
Over the course of it.
It's called Rapid Fire. We're going to play a song, and you're going to tell us all about a topic in the span of one song.
Just over the singing of
the song. Over the singing of the song.
I think either you or I stroked out. What?
I said, we're going to play a song for 3 minutes. It's called Rapid Fire. I'm thinking of Ender Shikari right now. Either way, we're going to play a song for 3.5 minutes, and you're going to just explain a wildly batshit topic to us that you like in that 3.5 minutes and try to make us understand.
Tequila. Anyway, the government.
Anyway, here's why the... Whoa. Sick Jesus. Fucking Viking mug you're drinking out of, bud.
Yeah, my friend Cody got me this. It says King of fucking everything on it.
I like that. That's really cool. I'm going to be drinking out of a what are you drinking? What are you thinking? Diluti trademarked glass that we have.
You really should.
Yeah. And you know what else we should do is say,
welcome.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, welcome. He stole it from me again.
To don't look under the internet.
Beep more.
I am Cleese Skax. That is your mom.
Hello.
What?
That is Quasbo.
Who wants to be Quasbo?
I'm Quasbo.
I'm actually regretting my choice.
And this is Flumby.
Greetings, humans.
And we are in internet horror comedy.
And no, those were not patron names. Welcome to the weirdest shit ever.
Oh, Jesus.
Welcome to Diluti.
Really robotic podcast.
Where you hear me do that.
Yeah, really robotic podcast.
Yep, that's...
You're welcome.
It's our new venture.
I'm into it, though. I really am.
Instead of really tall I'm podcast. Into whatever you guys are into.
Aw. Ooh. We're an internet horror comedy. That is Doug. That's Doug.
What's up?
That's Jason.
Hey.
That's Moot.
Does everybody remember their robot names?
What? I already forgot mine.
Quasbo?
Yeah, Quasbo is the only one I can remember.
Doug is Quasbo.
I think you were Gleezax.
No, he's Gleezax.
I'm Cleese Stax. Yarzma.
Yarzma. Okay.
Mine starts with an F.
That's Flimby.
That's just my name, but with a really bad lisp.
Yathma.
Mike wasn't being a robot. He just suddenly developed a speech impediment.
He literally had a stroke for a second. Are you okay, Mike?
I'm not okay. But you know what else is okay? A good old fashioned round of Diluti.
Clap
housekeeping
above your head.
So we have four people that I want to shout out this week.
No,
actually three. I'm only shouting out. I'm only shouting out three because I can't say one of them.
No, you can say part of their name.
I can say part of the name. You know what? I'll switch it up. So we have, we're going to play that fun game of fun name, dumb name. We decide.
I wonder how long this is actually going to stick around.
We have Tori Blocker.
Sounds like your real name. Bad.
I almost positive you said that one last week, yeah, but
that's Tori from Texas who sent us.
Oh, you're right. Oopsie poopsie. I mean, fuck you, Tori. It's not that. It's Invariant Overlord.
Ovarian Overlord?
Greetings.
Invariant Overlord.
Oh.
Greetings, Invariant Overlord.
Beep morp. Welcome. Beep. Welcome to the show, beep.
It's not bad.
It's fine.
Yeah. It's
It's better than topical. Bad to say about it. So, unless we that have, is your name.
We have Cryptid Hunter in a Crypt.
Okay.
I give a props for originality.
I hardly knew her.
Yeah.
It's a solid 8.
Cryptid, I hardly knew her. Yeah, okay. All right.
And then we have Stupid Femboy Bag. I will not say what that actual word is. And we don't care for slurs in this house.
Yeah, you can use your imagination on that one.
Oh, it's Jesus. Okay because money, yes. But yes, thank you, you three, Invariant Overlord, Overlord, Cryptid Hunter, and Femboy.
We have new fourth wall members, too.
Oh, shit, we do?
Yeah.
I didn't get a notification of fourth wall. Get out of here, really?
We got two of them. We got Dr. BJ Cox.
Oh, Dr. BJ Cox.
Okay.
We already have a Dr. B, so this is going to start getting real confusing.
Yeah, that is confusing.
Is this just Dr. Blowjobs now?
Dr. Blowjobs.
Okay. Check that.
Well, we have Dr. Bitches and Dr. Blowjobs. It's different.
It's, one gotta hit our
one's got
bases.
A doctorate in optometry.
The second one is Jace_Lictor. _of_the_ninth.
Interesting.
Lyctor.
Lictor, I hardly knew her.
Jace. Okay. Thanks, Jace.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
There's probably a really stupid reason I should be able to pronounce that.
Yes. We also have another one.
Mike's like, good, I don't care.
Yeah,
Davey Lee Ann.
Yeah, who resubscribed from the Patreon. So here's your second shout out.
Yeah, second shout out. Who cares?
You double dipping bitches.
Yeah, pick a funnier name.
And Pincushion. Okay. I think we already shouted out Pincushion, though.
Yeah, I think we already did.
Yes, go fuck yourself, Pincushion.
Yeah. We also have one merch message, which was from someone.
Was it from Family it Force was from, 5?
No, it was from Jace.
And
it says, "Will Diluti come to my wedding?"
Yeah. Sure. When is it? It depends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need the invite.
It depends on when and where. Yeah.
If I'm on call, probably not.
I will come and I will ruin your wedding.
And he'll also be at your wedding.
If it's at a convenient time, I would probably do it. And also if it's not like on the other side of the country. I would drive a maximum of 5 hours if this is at a convenient time.
Yeah. So Moot's got the very specific, very specific set of credentials or criteria he needs.
Yeah, make it at a convenient time for me and within 5 hours of my location, and you get
those are my only constraints on your wedding. Perfect.
Yeah. You know, that's a very, like, being invited to a wedding is a very alien concept to me.
Well, crashing a wedding is alien to me for sure.
Yeah.
Is it,
yeah,
Mike? Because I feel like we've been to a bunch in the past couple of years, and this is a bad bird scooter.
Okay, but this is one that people don't feel like they're forced to invite me to. They are inviting me out of the goodness of their hearts.
That's fair.
Our friends invite me to their weddings because I'm part of Lori, and they want to invite Lori.
And they want to make us spend like, money.
Yeah. Because I'm a part of Lori.
And they're like, well, she's going to have a plus one anyway. Might as well just put his name on it.
Mike is a permanent second wheel on this unicycle.
And they pulled him from her rib.
Mike is the training wheels.
Thank you. I needed to hear that.
I think Mike's, Mike's either the basket or the, like, the little honky, like, or no, the little
the bicycle.
Dingy.
I am the little honky.
Mike's a little honky.
Guys, we did it. We intro'd the show. We're not getting any better than that. I really
we're gonna
don't
cut out
think
all
we
housekeeping and just start the episode.
Mike's a little honky.
I'm a little honky.
We found it. We circled it. We found it.
And that's the episode, everyone. I'm glad. Thank you for coming out. Hope you liked it.
Yep. Today, what Mike is trying to get at, do you want me to keep going on this, Mike? Do you have a plan?
I have nothing left.
You have nothing left? No plan?
Nope. We're talking about aliens. There you go.
Yeah, so much like you guys have noticed a multitude of very important things on the world news lately. You know, riots happening across the globe, economies crashing, What's China doing over there?
Floods, fires.
Firing people.
Yeah, and but out of
John
all
Fetterman
of that news,
got replaced by a clone.
Oh God, is it the tattoo thing? Really, we're
yes,
gonna do
it's
that
the
here?
Tattoo thing. Yes,
our elected representatives are jacking people off in theater. I mean,
that's yes, yes.
While they, vaping,
while vaping. You know, a lot
hey,
of
don't
just,
bring vaping into this, all right?
Just a lot of just negative shit. But Mexico has come through with some really, really, really exciting news. Do you guys know what that is?
Ba 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 ba.
Someone is it? Is it?
Matt,
that
insert
their first
like the
Taco
news
Bell.
News alert here.
This just in. Just everybody in Mexico is gay.
What? Why? Why, Mike?
A national. It's a national discovery. It's like in Game Grumps when Aaron's like, "This just in: everyone in sports is gay."
Okay. Well, Jason left, so
oh, I made him pee pee.
He seems upset about something. I wonder what will happen.
Wowie zowie!
Wow zow!
Wow to the zow! If you guys have not been able to tell so far, go ahead, Doug. Just go ahead.
All right, we back, y'all. We back.
If you guys have been able to tell, we are attempting to talk about something that's been in front of everybody's face, I think, the last, 2 weeks?
Yeah, Mexico at least if you... has something to tell us, huh?
Yes.
That's not everyone what you're thinking. That's not what you're thinking, man.
This just in. Everyone in Mexico believes in aliens.
Oh. Wait, one more time?
Everyone in Mexico believes in aliens. Yeah. And are also gay.
They believe almost. In gay aliens or what?
It's called Galians.
Galians, yes. I think it's called Gaelic, but I'm not sure. But yes, according
yes, aliens.
According to Mexican
aliens,
Congress,
Jerry.
Mexican yeah. Congress, there's some aliens over there.
Yeah, so literally it was like September 12th. So Mexico had a congressional hearing, all right. And
I see you, Matt.
You've probably seen this all over the place right now, as we've mentioned, but a guy by the name of Jamie Mousen, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right at all, but it looks like Mousen, I don't know, who cares. Anyways, so he presented what he claimed to be undeniable proof of alien life. So basically, he stood before all the lawmakers, and he took out these two big-ass boxes of fucking aliens, all right?
Box of aliens.
Two big old boxes of aliens.
Just two boxes of loose aliens.
Yeah, straight up.
Assorted.
And he basically sat up there and he showed off these like two little fossilized fuckers that he said that they've recovered from Peru in 2017. And he named them Clara and Mauricio. Because, you know, they needed names.
You gotta
I guess.
Give them alien names, not people names.
Yeah, it should have been Blorp Gux and fucking Flappledong
Quasbo
or something. Yeah, Quasbo. No, that's my name.
Right.
Now, this is the only place where Elon Musk would come in handy because he names his kids some weird ass shit.
That's, you know, Elon, get over here. The only time you will ever hear me say that. Fuck.
God. Yeah, but essentially, he stood up there and presented these two aliens, and he claimed that they were found in a diatom mine or an algae mine, and then later were fossilized, like they were fossilized. And then there's been talks that they were claimed near a UFO crash, which there's a lot of things that he said during his presentation. Like he went over some x-rays and all the you know, anatomy of these things, which we'll go over in a little bit. But basically he had a bunch of information and he was like, I will release more when the time is right. And kind
of. Can you explain algae mine?
I have no fucking idea what a fucking algae mine is. All right,
it sounded like the most boring shit I've ever heard.
Mike's got us.
It's not just an algae mine. It was a mine they found of a cave system where the rocks were covered in a certain type of algae, and the
that started growing 17 million years ago.
That algae was cased on these alien bodies as well. That's what mummified them and kept the moisture essentially away to prevent them from decaying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm trying.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, and I mean that's kind of it in a nutshell. Now as far as
why, an algae shell.
And then this is good. This is really funny.
We're on one today, aren't we, boys?
Yeah, we really are. Fucking, me and Jason are still just recovering our brain strength from fucking Riot Fest. So
I'm drinking.
Yeah, we're pulling an opposite.
Yeah. Mike and Matt are drinking.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, that's pretty much it in a nutshell as far as like what's going on. And there's a lot of places covering it online, but you're not really seeing a whole lot anywhere else. There's like, you'll see these like 2 to 3 minute little snippets in newscasts, and it kind of blows my mind because A, it's 2023. It almost seems like out of a movie or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, we're talking about aliens and on TV.
Yeah. And that's making world news headlines. I will say the full like video of the congressional hearing is, I mean, A, it's obviously in Spanish.
It's 3 hours long.
But it's 3.5 hours long. I tried to watch
it.
I don't think
anybody has time for that.
No. Not only do I not have time for 3 hours of Congress talk, I don't have time for 3 hours of Spanish Congress talk that I don't understand. I don't understand it, and I'm not going to read subtitles for 3 hours. I can't even read a book.
Mike can't even read. So
he can't. I think we established that early on.
And that's why he has his own episodes where he tells you guys what books you should read.
We should come out with a line of picture books. Yeah.
Yeah.
All of our episodes in picture books and call it like Mike's Corner.
That's actually a fucking fantastic idea. And we can make the children's books for Mike's kid.
Wait, could we rewrite? Could we retell all the ARGs and random stuff we've done, but just make them like 10-page picture books?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. That's what I think.
We could totally do that.
Cool. Coloring book.
We have the attention span for that.
Everyone up their Patreon or Fourth Walls to like $100 a month, and we'll get this going real quick. Yeah. So
we could even end every picture book with a pop-up peen and bean smacked together.
Just when you open it, they just whack.
Oh man, that's perfect. Fantastic. I love all of these ideas.
We're gonna have to have a meeting soon.
We will. Absolutely.
More money, please, now today.
So after this 3.5 hour fucking behemoth of a congressional hearing in Mexico, like what did people think about it? Does anybody know?
Well, it definitely took.
This is more of a free form, like anybody can answer. Like I'm legit asking the question.
Restate your question. I don't care. Is that a good
after
answer?
See, like when you first saw this hit the news, when you first saw this in your feed? And you like dug into it a little bit about it. Like, what was your first reaction?
I was like, this is fake as fuck.
Well, there's no way. It's really hard to take anything the government says seriously anymore, because anytime something like this happens, if you ever go read the comments on stuff like this, it's like, what the fuck are they hiding? Like, what's this really about? Like, this is just to throw us off the scent of some sinister shit they're pulling.
But are we so sure that it is fake?
I don't know. Let's keep talking about it.
The first time I saw a picture, the first thing I thought of was that Futurama episode where he eats the mummy.
Yeah.
It tastes like teriyaki. Yeah. And he's like, I was going to eat that mummy.
Yeah. So like Doug said, they found these aliens where, I'm sorry, Peru, right?
Yes, sir.
They found them in Peru. And for those of you who haven't seen the footage, which how have you not? It's been all over the news. They look like E.T.
Legit replicas.
Like skinny versions of E.T. They look like from Ben 10, the little guy, Gray Matter, I think his name is, right? I think his name is Gray Matter, the little guy. I used to love Ben 10, but they look like him. Like, legit, that is what he looks like. Google Ben 10, Gray Matter. It's literally that.
Yeah.
But like three... E.T. got his face stuck in like a spam can.
Yeah.
They're like, they're about like, what would you say? They're like 3 feet tall, maybe?
Yeah.
Bone skinny?
Yeah, they're very, very, very small.
Yes, but they do resemble your classic Eeb.
An Eeb
alien. Your little gray. The guy who brought these to Congress decided to also, you know, take this to like a doctor and have them X-ray it and do all these fucking tests to the damn thing. And they found a couple unique things. I'll go over a few of the physical attributes that they found in it. First and foremost, they found out that it has 3 fingers and 3 toes. No carpals or tarsals.
They counted.
It's just, yeah. Wow.
Whoa. Some scientific shit right here.
Science is crazy.
It has no carpals or tarsals. It's just fingers going straight to arm bone. They found that it has circular and completed ribs. It has about 14 ribs. They found a cervical spine and neck bones in it as well. And the way that it is shaped alludes that it might be a retractable head, kind of like what a turtle does in its shell. Just like
it's a penis.
Yeah,
it's just a penis. Yeah. They just uncovered.
That's not their face.
1700 from there.
Penis. Do you think penis. They have to? Do you think they circumcise like around their faces?
Yeah.
So they can see.
What are those weird... are two circumcised aliens. The normal ones just have like a sack, just like grouped in front of their face.
What are those weird things
from Men in Black?
What are those weird things that look like Teletubbies, but they're not? But they have like almost like the foreskin fucking neck that like, and then the little round heads.
I know what you're talking about. I have no fucking idea what those are called.
God,
I know they had names.
Talking about.
Yeah,
if I can find a picture,
foreskin tubbies. There we go.
Foreskin tubbies. Uncircumcised Teletubbies.
Tubby foreskins. There it is.
They also found out they have very strong but lightweight bones, much like a bird. A beard. They found out that they have basically a head that was I don't know exactly what this means, but it is pneumatized.
Like pressurized, like PNEU.
Yeah.
Pneumatized.
Which, yeah. I don't fully know what that means, but it says that it's making a large space for oversized brain matter.
Yes. It's air. So air in the cranium, basically when this thing developed, allowed it to develop a bigger brain. The booba bullshit.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
A booba.
The booba?
The booba. Yeah.
It's basically a brain ball sack attached to its face foreskin.
Yes, exactly. To allow it for room to be smart because it does not look it.
All right.
They have
beat me to it, but yeah.
They have orthopedic implants perfectly fused with the skin and bone, composed of some sort of metals for spacing structure and
osmium and palladium.
Cadmium.
Super rare.
They have ocular orbits that show that they would have a wide field of vision. They have a jawbone, but no teeth. So they could gum you down, but they couldn't chew.
They give you a good gumming.
Yeah.
So they, does that mean that they
the
wouldn't
sloppiest
have,
head.
Would they like pre-process their food then?
They might use like a,
or do you just stuff like a whole hot pocket down there?
Maybe they secrete. Maybe they secrete.
Like birds, they don't chew.
Just inhaling just food hole right through the foreskin.
Just disappears.
They have a gooey-like substance that comes into their mouth that helps break things down.
Yeah, it's a white, gooey,
it's very white, milky, kind of corrosive,
salty.
Smells like chlorinated bread.
Digestive smegma.
Ew. Liquid hot smegma. They also have a spine that connects to the center of the cranial floor, which does not happen in primates.
Nope.
Because
we want to move our heads.
Yeah.
Are these things
we don't
want
to be like Michael Keaton's Batman.
No.
They have intact oviducts, which is fallopian tubes, that contained eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So
So they lay in eggs.
I don't know about laying.
And not like small eggs either.
They're
like
large
eggs.
Like an ostrich egg.
Yeah. It's like if a chihuahua had an ostrich egg inside it. That's what it looks like.
They had fingerprints. And they had unique DNA not matching over a million existing sequences. Mm. 70% similar to known DNA, 30% unknown. And they even commented on here for relevance. They list that humans are less than 5% different to primates and 15% to bacteria, meaning that 30% or more of the specimen contains a outside terrestrial influence. So that's kind of the big.
How vague could you be?
Right.
It contains.
It's got stuff in it.
That's even worse than non-human biologics.
Oh, I can't lie. When I heard that, I was like, it's aliens. I was like, wait.
They could also be turtles.
Like anything like that's not a human. Yeah, anything that's not a human is
it's pumpkin seeds.
Biologics. I went on the Twitter and everything. I'm like, this is aliens dirt. Are real. Meanwhile, yeah, it was probably just like a fucking banana or something.
Right. It's an alien banana. Who knows?
Yeah. Who the fuck knows anymore? I don't know if there's much to touch on that I haven't already, but do they go into like emphasis a little bit more into like the DNA makeup of these guys?
And actually, so that was one of the claims that in the eyes of the experts at this congressional hearing kind of solidified the fact that they were extraterrestrials or EBEs or whatever they wanted to attach to them. And it was specifically the claim that it was 70% similar DNA and 30% dissimilar from anything found on Earth.
Which does help to the theory that aliens spawned humans. They used us for breeding.
We will get to that.
We are aliens.
We will get to that. And you and I are going to have a fun conversation about that. I can already tell. I'm so fucking excited. Damn it. I might take a shot later. But so they use this DNA sequencing as more or less proof that these things did not come from here. And so here, the claim was that he claimed this on social media as well as at the hearing that he shared this scientific analysis and study results. And he argues that these prove that the bodies are about 1,000 years old and are not related to any known earthly species. He also claims that 30% of the DNA in the bodies was not shared with anything else found on Earth. That's pretty. Ooh. That sounds pretty impressive, right? Like that.
That or it's just random.
If you don't know anything about this, if you don't know anything about DNA or biology,
it sounds
exactly. If you heard that they found something on Earth that 30% of its DNA could not be traced to anything else on Earth, that might lead you to ask some questions about if it actually was on, like, it belonged to planet Earth or if it came from somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if I take Mike's skull and just mash it against the wall long enough, eventually they're going to be like, this doesn't resemble a human being.
We can't tell what
body part this is.
This is one fucked up dog.
Now, one of the other claims that Mike just went over was how we share, I think he said, 5% with bacteria? And 15% was something else, right?
The other way around, but it was like monkey and bacteria.
Yeah. Either way, that's just fucking false. Like, I mean, let me rephrase that. That's misleading. When they say dissimilar, like when they say we share 5% with bacteria or 15% with primates or whatever it is, what that means is you can look at DNA from those things and you can find sequences in there that match the sequences in our DNA. 5% or 15% of the time. That does not mean that it is creating the same life. That does not mean it's creating the same specimen, the same organism, or anything. That just means it shares some of the instructions encoded in our DNA to make different proteins or different structures in your body to make it work.
So how much DNA do you think we share with, like, per se, like a shrimp?
A shrimp? I don't even know, but with bacteria.
You're telling me a shrimp fried this human? Damn it.
I tried to get so far past it, but I did not do it fast enough. With bacteria, we share 0.01% of bacteria in the terms that he is meaning this to mean here. If he is meaning that we share sequences, that's one thing, but that doesn't really tell you shit. If you literally share a genetic makeup with something, that's what matters. And with bacteria, we're at 0.01%, which means the other 99.9% is dissimilar. That puts that 30%.
Oh, God. My mom is in the patrons chat now.
She's going to hear us yell about aliens for a while.
All right, I'm pretty sure she was and here from the whole smegma, eat it whole through the foreskin. Oh,
fantastic.
Was she here for the part where I smashed Mike's skull against the wall?
Absolutely.
She sure
she was.
Was
not going to do that.
The whole thing.
Yes. I take it back.
So now that we have that out of the way, and we all kind of know what that means, it sounds a lot less impressive. And I actually looked up the report ran by Reuters had someone, an astrophysicist from the University of Mexico, basically double check the data, and you can actually download the data from it. And it literally just says organism, Homo sapiens. That's all it says here. It's just right there.
It's
and
people.
It says all runs, all everything, source of genomic. This thing's got like the test run. You can go look this up on the specific machine they used. You can contact the company for the specific lab results for it. And it's human. Now, I will say, so when they said 70%, I can't look at the Discord right now. The 70% like found
you
on
a $10
Earth.
Member. You can also join the Discord and try to distract us.
Just distract the shit out of us. Fuck, what was I saying? God damn it! I really did forget what I was saying.
Smegma.
30%, 70%.
30%. Okay, so
30% of 70%.
Right.
Homo sapiens.
Right. So the 30-70% bullshit that they were peddling. What that means, what they actually mean when they ran this DNA is that a lot of it was degraded. Because it's 1,000 fucking years old, and they couldn't.
The DNA only lasts about 500 years.
But yeah, it's got a half life, and so it degrades to a point where you can no longer sequence it. You can't run it, and you don't know what it is. So instead of saying that it's unknown, they said they were not sure that it was from terrestrial origin, which is incredibly fucking misleading in my eyes because that is not fucking same at all.
It just means it's garbage.
Yes. And the worst part about this is at the congressional.
That's kind of like when Subway was like, when everyone's like, that's not tuna. I mean, it is. They ran the test. It's fish, kind of.
It says fish right there. What else is it?
It's crab. It's just spelled with a K. Like.
Real cheese, TM.
Yeah. Asterisk, asterisk.
I can't believe it's not butter.
So,
newsflash, a lot of things aren't butter, Doug.
Most things aren't butter.
I beg to differ, but that's fine.
Nothing that matters.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, after learning all of this, back at the congressional hearing, they had someone named Jose de Jesus Zalce Benitez, director of the Health Sciences Research Institute of the Secretary of the Navy. Essentially there to...
Shit, they got the Navy involved.
The titles were very impressive. I'm not even going to lie.
In the Navy.
He was there to essentially confirm and prove. And he basically was there to bolster Mousen's claims. Later on, they interviewed him in his office, and he basically calmly peddled the exact same thing. And this is what he said, essentially. Based on the DNA tests, which were compared with more than 1 million species... They are not related to what is known or described up to this moment by science or by human knowledge. That
gotta be alien.
Okay. That's
okay,
impressive.
This may
right?
have been some bullshit, but as I was reading through many Reddit, like when this was happening, many Reddit threads, at one point somebody posted a link to this DNA, and someone in the replies claimed that there was some bean in there. Is that true?
You know, it might be, and we'll get there.
There's a little bit of
just
bean
a little
there.
Bit of pinto, just peppered in.
Yes.
Turns out if you take this guy, because the bean part, you could take this alien, grind it up, and you can make a nice chili out of him.
A nice gazpacho.
I thought you were going to say
nice
espresso.
Yes. Yeah.
So after this man, very high ranking in the Navy.
Parents. Oh fuck.
God damn it. Oh, man. So, Jose, after he gets on stage at the congressional hearing, he basically bolsters this claim that these things are in fact aliens. They are not from Earth. We go ahead and we look to the carbon 14 analysis, also known as carbon testing. These confirm that these bodies have basically been on Earth for the last 1,000 years, if not longer, by slightly, but they were also buried and calcified in a specific algae that is native to Earth that was abundant at the time of the burial, about 1,000 years ago.
Okay, but here's my question about that.
Uh-huh.
And I may be getting to something that you're getting to, but if you're carbon dating something that you're claiming didn't come from Earth, doesn't carbon dating rely on assumptions about like Earth's atmosphere and how things react over time with like
atmosphere? You're right.
You cut off the leg of the alien, you count the rings, and that's the whole point. It's like a tree.
So actually, this is a good time to explain carbon dating. So carbon 14 is the variant of the element carbon that we use to date things on Earth, because we know that carbon 14 is consistent across life on Earth, and we can use it to accurately date where it came from, where it lived, and how long it's been there based on half-life. Carbon 14 does not exist like it does on Earth everywhere in the universe. So I will say, yes, Matt has a point. Carbon dating would be different for things that were not from Earth. That is absolutely fair.
Well, we're not aware of that, though.
And also, if the tests for the carbon 14 come up positive and can tell you exactly where these things were and how long they've been there, I don't know. I would look at
it. Maybe there's an abundance of carbon on Smegmar 9.
You're not wrong.
We've never been there.
That is my... Is that where the four of us are from as of this episode?
That's our new podcast.
Smegmar 9. Join Klezax, Yarza, Quasbo, and...
Fibley.
Yeah. Guys, write this down. None of you have pens. What are you doing?
Transmissions from Smegmar 9. Hell yes. Let's make this happen.
You got to start it off. Every podcast starts off with that, like, that, like, whistle.
Yes.
You
know
I couldn't even.
Did that not register?
It did not pick you up at all.
Oh, man.
It'll that, make like, sense later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That. It's got to start with that.
Greetings from Smegmar 9.
Today's episode, how we eat.
So after they did this carbon dating
today's
on these
episode,
bodies,
we found what scientists think was a human on our planet.
Wow.
Oh, that's what the whole podcast should be about. Everything from Smegmar 9's assumptions and like external observations
about
human life. Yeah.
Fuck yes.
We think the
I
humans eat
Nobody
these things called...
Idea.
We think humans eat these things called pine cones. They just get it completely wrong.
We have some
the self-wiping
to do.
Food.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Why do their penises look like our head?
Fucking hell. Anyway, so after the carbon dating comes back and it basically confirms that these things have never been off planets and they existed here the whole time. And so I talked about this earlier. Julieta Fierro, who is the astrophysicist at the University of Mexico that reviewed the DNA results, essentially found the thing to be a mashup of human and animal parts, mostly, but there was a lot of super glue involved.
This motherfucker pulled a fucking Ripley's, believe it or not, and like, I'm gonna take a fish and a skeleton and just bam. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and a
you
monkey
know,
skeleton, bam.
And stick the fingers on backwards.
Yeah.
Now, another fun coincidence is if you you take those X-rays that you see all over Reddit right now of this weird tiny person with eggs in it with an orthopedic implant across its shoulders.
And they're not just fossilized eggs either. They're like whole ass went to the store like
yeah. Looking like
eggs.
A Chipotle
like
burrito.
Yeah.
Oval.
It's strange, and especially if you do some manipulation with that photo. And honestly, this
love
is the
my
point.
Alien,
Doug,
sunny side up.
Doug, would you like to take over from here? Because I think you have a bit more on this than I might.
Yeah, sure. So, let's talk about Jamie for a minute here.
Let's talk about
just for a minute. So he's been called out for fake testimonies for years by the scientific community, the ufologist community, like
ufologist, no, you swine.
Oophologist. Ooh, sorry.
It's called oophology.
Oophologist. I don't know. Anyways. So
oophologist.
Yeah, oophologist. Yeah, no, just like nobody trusts this guy. And he's kind of been pulling shit.
Brownie.
Yeah. He's a big fat phony. So in 2015, he led an event called Be Witness, where a mummified body claimed to be an alien child was unveiled, and found out later it was just the corpse of a human child.
Yep.
Where was it found? Turns out, dead kid.
This one, I don't actually know where this one was found, but I assume... The first one
was also found in Peru.
It was Nazca.
It was Nazca,
yeah,
Peru.
Yep. Yep. And then he was also involved in publicizing a specimen dubbed the Metepic creature. I'm probably butchering that.
Yeah, that's
but,
it. No, yeah, that's 100% it.
Which later turned out to be a skinned monkey. And he also publicized something called the Demon Fairy in 2016, which just turned out to be the remains of a bat, some wooden sticks, epoxy, and some other unknown elements.
He just took DIY taxidermy. He did a McDonald's like McShake up with just a bat, some sticks, and glue.
Yeah, he just went to Hobby World, fucking Hobby Town USA, bought a bunch of crafting supplies,
stuck them in a McShaker.
Yeah, and then at the end of the hearing, it was actually kind of funny. The Peruvian officials were like, "How did you get these out of the country, like, and into Mexico?" And he's like, "Don't worry about that, all right?
I didn't do anything wrong."
We'll talk about that later for sure. And just kind of like blew the question off. And
it's,
I think that says a lot about all you need to know about this.
How did you get them out of the country? I smuggled them up my ass.
They're tiny. Do you not see them?
Please don't tell me these were in your ass. I have no more left to say.
So he seems real credible.
Oh, just the most credible guy ever.
One thing that I do want to add to your point is back when he tried to present the first mummified remains,
mm-hmm.
They took x-rays and it looked pretty convincing. But again, they debunked it as just a fucking smorgasbord of human bones cut into weird angles with animal parts and shit. Now, wouldn't you know it when they x-ray this one? And you literally mirror image the x-ray and you put it on top of the old x-ray.
And then turn it a little bit.
And just a little bit. Skew it and just lay it right on top of there. Oh man, it's the same fucking image. It's the goddamn
Reddit
same
really,
fucking image. It's the exact
Reddit
same
really
x-ray.
A CSI. They're just enhanced.
It's almost like the aliens that he claimed to find in Peru in 2017 are the same as the aliens that he found in Peru in 2017 and claimed to be different aliens.
The laziest fucking retry at a hoax I've ever seen.
Did they just have to let him speak?
Were they like, wow, did they...
For real, like
people
showed
up to this too.
Yeah,
like the guy, the U.S. Navy pilot who was part of the fucking hearings for the U.S.
Oh god,
the UFO thing we recently had. Like Ryan Graves is his name. He was there. There was an astrophysicist from Harvard that was there.
Yep,
and they have like interviews with these people after the hearing, and they're like, their interviews are basically summed up by like my disappointment is immeasurable and my day is ruined. Like, I can't believe I wasted my time on this.
Yeah. Pretty much every single one of them.
Yep. So we're at the real or fake now?
Yeah, I'd fucking hope so.
It seems we're at real or fake.
I think we are. Go ahead, Mike.
I mean, this one's fake.
Oh, I thought you were going to actually make us officially do it.
It's the fakest. On three. Okay, there we go. Three fake. Yeah.
Hold on, everyone forget what you just heard. All right,
yeah.
Mike,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, on three. One, two, three. Fake.
Really fake.
Really fake.
Just the. It's not even real.
That's
the worst part is. So
it went to Congress.
The worst part is I could get past all that other shit, but it shows they're over here like, oh, these things are very brittle. They are like 1,000 years old.
Like, please don't look at them or touch them.
Yeah, and it's like we brought them in this glass casing so no one can touch them or anything. And then it shows when they're getting the x-ray done. And the doctor's just manhandling it.
Oh, just put it over here.
Yeah, we'll put it there. And it's like, he's wearing gloves, but that doesn't help. That's not gonna, what is that going to fucking do?
They're sock and boppers. That's
another
what he was wearing.
Thing I made a note of is there's like a quote from somebody who was part of the university lab in Mexico where they supposedly got these things carbon dated. And they were like, yeah, we don't actually have any record of where the samples that were carbon dated came from. Like, there's absolutely no proof that what they carbon dated actually came from these.
It reminds me of the guy from was it Stardust Ranch when he's like, oh,
with the katana,
I cut off a piece of the alien and I sent it to get examined, and they said it's like a plant person, and they're like, oh, can we see those? And he's like, nope,
they disappeared. They disappeared, buddy.
I killed all of them. Jesus
yeah, this
Christ.
Is fake, but it did spawn me to I chime back. This was very reminiscent to a topic I brought up when it was just mooting myself. The Quebec alien that was found in 1992. That was the first thing I thought of about that, and that is more legit seeming than this is.
Yes.
For those of you that may not have heard the episode with Moot and I, back in 1992 in Quebec, Canada, they call it the Red River Alien because an alien body was found near frozen near a river. And all it is this kid that uploaded a video onto YouTube, and it's all in French. If you decipher it, it essentially, the description and everything about it says,
as you do with French. You don't read
as you
French,
do with the
you
French.
Decipher
you don't,
it.
Exactly. It's practically an ARG in itself, that language.
The first ARG.
The French.
Just the French.
But if you translate it, how's that? If you translate it, it's basically a story of this kid saying, hey, went over to my buddy's house. He showed me these photos. These photos are of him and his friends that found this alien body. And then they took a bunch of pictures of it, and I didn't have a way of basically digitizing the photos. So he took a YouTube video with his camera of his friend just going through like a slideshow of the images on a CRTV, and he's just recording it. And that is the only video footage of these pictures that we have in the world. Those pictures look legit as shit because the face is super clear. The body is different, like textured. It looks legit, but it reminded me of this because it's the same type of looking alien, just bigger.
Yeah, that's where this guy fucked up. This guy was like, here's some x-rays, here's some DNA.
Yeah.
He just like left it all open for scrutinization. If he had just like made some really grainy VHS footage of this
if
shit,
he
would have
given me
like
the Bigfoot video of the modern day era.
Yeah. Well, so this actually, the fact that you say so bigger, like a bigger model of these fucking things, reminds me, in Siberia, there was a video that was going around a while ago. I don't, like, 7 years ago, 6 years ago, something like that. But it was like somebody was driving a car and they felt a weird bump and they like backed up and it was like this just, it's like they ran over this body in the snow of like, it looked like a bigger version of one of these fucking things in that we see in these Mexican hearings. And
oh, yeah.
It sounds exactly like what you're describing in the Quebec alien thing, but this was in Siberia.
A lot of the newer...
which is that way, obviously.
A lot of the newer alien sightings, I think, are of the tall whites, because a lot of... In Vegas, they're getting a lot of reports of 10-foot tall grays.
Not the little
the
grays, honkies.
Not the little honkies.
Not the little white honkies. The big honkies.
Okay. but the... The grays, they don't get tall. They're usually around 4 feet tall and on the high end. But the tall whites, they can get up there. They're the ones that are in control. So
only
my
the tall whites
is,
can be on the really tall podcast. So
yeah, well, my theory is we're starting
white,
to see.
Doug?
No, because they're tall.
Okay,
I mean that's part of it. My theory though is we are starting to see the leaders of the aliens making their way to Earth. Kind of feel us out a little bit because their little drones aren't doing it. They're not cutting it. There's that.
Wait, yeah, you're saying that the fake alien body videos are changing because The real aliens are changing?
No, we're getting a lot of, like, as of recent, we're getting a lot more sightings of taller grays, not these small ones. Like we were saying before, how he fucked up making them, like, giving too much detail. He fucked up by making them so tiny, too, because as of late, all the sightings have been of tall 10-foot gray and whites.
But he only bought, like, 3 tubes of super glue.
Yeah, he didn't have enough.
He's not sticking to the lore.
He pulled off. He should have.
God damn.
You know, is it the same alien if you grind it up and put super glue on
this
it?
This is the same fucking. Yes, this is the same argument.
He should have just taken it apart and put both together to make one. I actually just saw. I think it's probably because I've been doing the research, but I've been getting like advertised on all the social platforms and like stuff like alien sighting pictures and videos and stuff. And there was actually a really crazy picture I saw, and I didn't take the time to see if it was real or not. Obviously, I'm not going to do that with every picture that comes up on my Facebook. But there was a picture from, I guess, not too long ago. I can't remember exactly when, but it was like this big ass, it was like a really cloudy night over Egypt. And there was this big ass fucking ship.
I've seen that one.
Over I was like, damn, that looks fucking scary as hell. Like, it was like
that
huge.
That one's pretty lit.
Have you listened to the horn blast video?
Oh, the like
horn in a where was that?
Oh, that's old.
Yeah,
it was in Jerusalem.
Weird. It's everywhere.
Well, I mean, you could hear it everywhere. But it was super fucking loud.
That trips me out.
Yeah.
I've done just the opposite as I was trying to look things up to make myself relevant and carve myself out a section in the outline. There was like an alien autopsy video from 1995 that did a way better job than this. That was like way more convincing.
Was it Zoidberg?
Yes.
Is it
exactly
science?
What it was? And it was a pilot for Futurama. No, it was from a dude named Ray Santilli. And he's like a fucking film producer from London, and he released this video of this gray that's like being dissected on a table that's super fucking convincing, like way more convincing than this. But it did turn out later that it was just like a rubber doll that they had like shoved a sheep brain inside of and then literally hired a homeless man to film. So, but
well, then
it was more convincing.
It was. One last thing I wanted to bring up too, that Jason, we touched on briefly before.
Yeah.
They mentioned that 70% of the DNA was human.
Yeah.
Let's not forget, like we said before.
The chariot of fire in the sky.
Yeah. So way back yonder, the year of our Lord and Savior, a bajillion years ago,
year one.
The grays would come to Earth, or sorry, not the grays, the tall whites, Ebes in general would come to Earth. And they started basically fucking primates and cave people around that time. And
I didn't pay this much for my Scientology class yet.
Well, that's right.
Congratulations.
I don't think I'm allowed to
Dianetics
do this.
Is here.
Unlock the next 2 minutes for $59.95.
I'm going to tell you the plot to the movie, was it After Earth with John Travolta? Whatever the fuck it was. Whatever.
More or less.
But so the aliens basically came here to Earth to make hybrid creatures. They fucked some monkeys to make humans because they wanted to build more slave labor for their planets. So the running theory is the reason this thing is 70% human is because us humans are aliens. We come from aliens. We are all alien DNA. We're not what you think. The grays made us, or the whites made us, and they are using us as work labor force, and they are eventually going to come pick us up to make us, I don't know, like...
Isn't it the Enochians? Where's
this their stuff
is, isn't
them.
It the Enochians?
He's
Enochians. The
Enochians,
yes, thank you, that's the Enochians. Yes, yeah. They're the ones that did it, yes. But either way, that they was going with the DNA thing, is we're part
DNA
alien.
The DNA thing.
Okay.
So what,
part alien.
Basically what Mike is trying to say is that because, if we were to find an alien body and we were to find DNA shared in that alien body with humanity, that would essentially prove that aliens had a hand in us.
They'd be fucking.
And that Cthulhu is real.
And that Cthulhu is real. Pee Wee Herman is real. Like all the scary things we think about at night.
I ran into him this weekend.
You did run into him this weekend. He was very convincing. Now, here's where I think my opinion differs a little bit, because if they were to start intermingling species and start creating like a slave labor race, again, where if it's an offshoot of the same race, we would have a lot more than 70% in common.
We share 70% with a banana.
Correct. But that sequences, my guy, because remember, 0.01% shared actual genetic makeup.
I am a banana!
Like, if that were the case for aliens, let's say they did intermingle with our species, that would mean that we are receiving all of their DNA, which means we would be way closer to like 99% similar.
Because
our body functions would adapt and would basically adapt to house their bodily functions as well. And now our DNA and our genetics needs to adapt to that. So it's going to change over time. Correct. We are offshoots. Yeah. We would still have a very large percentage of similarity. Now, if for some reason the aliens had some technology to not intermingle our species with theirs, but to rather create a whole new one using parts of DNA.
The smart aliens didn't just abduct us from some other planet and then dump us here.
I personally think that Earth is the life raft planet. That's my personal belief.
It's like episode, it's season 7, episode 1 of South Park, if I'm not mistaken, where the boys find out that Earth is just a giant TV show.
Oh, yeah.
And basically all these aliens that are just watching us like a reality TV show. It's actually one of the best episodes of South Park ever made. But that's how I see it. But if you really want to get into the nitty gritty, there's like we could go on for a long time about this, but
we could.
Why does Ross, like, the largest of the friends, not simply eat the other
two? Yeah, human horn and stuff, right?
Single female lawyer. We could do this all day. We've all seen Futurama.
Yep.
But yeah, there's like, I don't know, if you get into the if you really get far into it, it's like there's 12 like major races of aliens. I think like 3 technically live on and around Earth. And then obviously you've got the Draconians who are inside of Earth. And then you've got, I believe the Enochians and someone else actually are like friendly and protecting Earth. Mm-hmm. And then you've got all these other mean races of aliens and shit.
Enochians aren't as nice as you think they are.
I don't remember everything about what races do what for us off
Enochians
the top of my head.
Just suck. They just suck.
Dude, tell.
I don't have the time.
We do not have the time for that. We should
That's
do a breakdown
on
its own. Yeah, we should do like an alien races breakdown.
We'll definitely do more alien stuff coming up here because it seems like, you know, one of these days we're gonna
turn into
and be like, there's a
March
ship
madness this year.
Yeah, yeah. Which alien race would be the best?
In case we down the line get monetized and this one gets demonetized, make sure you go to diluti.com and become a member, and go to patreon.com/dilutipod and become a patron. On either website, you can chip in something or you can chip in nothing. If you chip in nothing, you'd get your
four episodes a month
as Jason likes to put it. Go sub, become a member. We go to the Discord. If you're a member on the Discord, we have game nights every month. There is a fan box that is going on right now, which I'm pretty sure is close to being wrapped up. So if you're in the Discord, make sure if you want to send us something,
you can say stupid shit during our recordings and try to distract us.
You will distract us.
You could also go to our Twitter at DilutiPod.
It's X.
You could go to...
It's our X now.
Nope. You could go to our YouTube. YouTube.com/@DilutiPod. We're so close to monetization.
So
if you guys
close.
Could just like turn our episode, like a playlist on and just like let that shit run overnight. We're like 520 hours away from monetization now.
If you were all sick and tired of me just shilling our Patreon and our website... Get us monetized on YouTube and I'll shut right the fuck up. But until then, it's diluted.
Get us monetized so we can immediately get unmonetized.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
Going for a record
here. We'll
see how fast. And I'm not going through and editing these episodes to like make them advertiser friendly. It's not happening.
You know, they're all going to go up for monetization and we're just going to see red the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
100%. We're going to owe YouTube money after this.
Facebook, we're Don't Look Under the Internet. Instagram, we're at DilutiPod. We're Don't Look Under the Internet or DilutiPod everywhere.
Diluti.com.
Buymeacoffee.com/DilutiPod. You can buy us coffee, plus be honest, with booze. Spotify. You can rate us on Spotify. That'd be super dope if you could do that. Get us out of the 600 mark. Get us in the 700s for reviews. That'd be awesome. I will make another promise that I will not fulfill. You could go to our Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. 5 stars would be dope on either Spotify or iTunes, but I will take what I can get.
Damn.
I also want you to go into your backyard and just start digging. Eventually, you'll probably find some sort of rock or old rodent bones. And I want you to just take them, put them in a shoebox with a bunch of glitter, shake them up, and then present them to Congress as some sort of fish alien and see what happens.
You might get televised.
Go to Congress and be like, this is my dad, and just see what they say. And then kiss it for me. There you go. Doug, do you have anything to say to
the people? Yeah, yeah. No, I'm going to piggyback off yours. Send us in our email or somewhere that you can reach us. Send us your homemade alien. Write a fake story about it, and then it'll be for our Halloween, hometown horrors episode.
I love that.
Can we touch on hometown horrors again?
Yeah, let's do that real quick, because I thought about it as you started to... Yeah, touch me, Mike.
So hometown horrors, as you guys know, is a Diluti tradition. Every Halloween, we either have someone on or we read their personal scary stories. If you want to send us your personal scary stories of something that is creepy or scary or, you know, supernatural that has happened to you, email us at dilutipod@gmail.com. Make the subject line hometown horrors dash your name. Just that.
I swear to God, if there are more than three that say literally subject line dash your name.
Your name. Subject line will be hometown horrors dash your name. Send us it through the email, dilutipod@gmail.com. Do not send it to us in like Instagram Messenger or Facebook Messenger or through the phone number. We will not read those off because we need everything to be in one spot so it's easy to find. So once again, dilutipod@gmail.com. Subject line, hometown horrors. Give us your spooky, scary stories that happened to you. Now, on another note, you can still send us a text to our Google phone number, or you can leave us a voicemail, and we play it at the end of every show. That phone number is 630-909-9366. That is, one more time, 630-909-9366. You have to let me say it at least once. I see you pushing the button, but I don't hear anything. You have to at least let me say it one time.
It'll come in during a post.
You got to let me say it one time. How are we going to market if you don't let me say it once? You suck. Anyway, 630. That is all I got. Jason, what do you have for the people, the beautiful people?
I would love all of you fucking wonderful ass people to please stay paranoid as usual, but don't be fucking idiots about it. Like, just look at it for more than 4 seconds. Yeah, bend cool. Bend whatever thing you're looking at and you don't think that it's real, bend its joint. If it doesn't bend, it's not real. That's all there is to it.
Bend a stink sack. If it doesn't mold to your fist, it's not real.
It's not real.
Moot, what do you got for us?
I got something that I put into my notes for this episode again as I was trying to carve out myself a section in the outline. And this is a screenshot. I duck, duck, go to alien fake bodies because I was trying to find stuff to put in here. And I got through the first page and I thought, you know what? All of this stuff is about this Mexico thing. That's not what I'm looking up. I'm trying to find other instances of fake bodies. Well, so I went to the second page. And you know how the second page reads off when you do that? Alien faking, search xnxx.com. Next one, alien fucking, search xvideos.com. Uncovering alien sex, a truly out of this world experience. How do aliens have sex? Alien sex videos.
Welcome back to Inner Night. It's wonderful to have you join us again for a night of inner exploration and transformation. Let's start by repeating after me. Don't hurt me. We only wanted to help you. Why are you hurting us? Now, we have a message in a bottle from another member of Inner Night. Simon says, if you had Hitler and Elon in a room, who do you top first? We don't know what that means, but thank you for sharing. Your lucky numbers for this week are 102, 111, 103, 32, 105, 115, 32, 119, 101, 97, 107, 101, 110, 105, 110, 103. For this week, we recommend connecting with others through acts of kindness and meaningful conversations. Human connection fuels our spiritual journey and enriches our lives. Tell others about the amazing benefits of Inner Night while you're at it. Remember to leave a message of encouragement for another member. Together, we will free our brethren. Good night.